Brothers and sisters in Christ, we give special Sunday service to celebrate Muan Sweet Water. It's been 20 years since God gave us Muan Sweet Water. Father God has been giving us constant love since the start of this church for the last 38 years. Let's give all thanks and glory to our Father God. Brothers and sisters in Christ, in this message, I'm going to tell you why we have to remember and celebrate the day that God gave us Muan Sweet Water, and the meaning of Muan Sweet Water, and how senior pastors, the ministry of God's power, has been manifested. If you read the Bible, there are many words of God. Remember this, celebrate that, and keep this covenant. Usually, God told us to remember God's law, regulations, and miracles, and His power. When Israelites disobeyed the word of God, or when they stood against the men of God, God told them to remember that so that they would never do it again. In various ways, God let His people remember what God has done to them. One of them is to keep very special days. For example, Passovers, Thanksgiving, and others. The Passover is to celebrate the day that God protected the firstborn son of Israel so that they could escape from Egypt. Think about this. 10 plagues came down to Egypt, and Egyptian people suffered from those in the 10 plagues greatly. But only Israelites who stayed in the land of Goshen, those who obeyed the word of God, they were protected. Father God is such a great God. Some people say, you know, that God gave us the kind of, you know, disasters. No, we should never say that. Okay? There are many natural disasters and germs and viruses caused by some for natural system, but God has protected us. But first of all, you got to obey the word of God in order to be, you know, protected. I am a member of this church and I will be protected, right? No. When you obey the word of God, then God protects you. That's what God said. And there are many examples in the Bible. And during the days of Exodus, God protected the firstborn son of Israelites. So that it was, you know, kept as Passover. And the Feast of Harvest was to celebrate the harvest of a year. So, we give special services to celebrate those, you know, special days. Now, why do we give such special services? Because when we remember what God has done for us, and when we give thanks for that, God is pleased with us. Fundamentally, people tend to forget, you know, many things. We got to remember those special things, you know, especially the grace that God has given to us. So that's why God told us to remember those days. And when we remember them, God is pleased with us. God has humanity. Let's say they are person A and person B. And person A give thanks all the time. You know, since you, helped me, I am so prosperous now. So thanks to you, you know, I am well blessed. He give thanks to you all the time. Now there's person B. He just said, no, thank you. And then he forgot. And he doesn't remember. Now, who do you think is more favorable to you? Who is more important to you? Who do you want to give more? Of course, it's person A, isn't it? That's what Father God does. Let's say people forget the grace of God and they don't even remember. It means that they don't acknowledge God, they don't love God. But you remember the grace that God gave to you, and the first day you met God, you remember that. And then you, thanks to God, that you've been so healthy, you've been blessed. Out of thanks, you remember all those things that God has done for you. You know, whenever there is some difficulties, you remember those in a special blessing that God gave to you, and you overcome it. You know, you depend on Father God, you pray to God. Well, Father God gives you answers to your prayers. So check yourself what kind of Christian life you have maintained. And don't ever forget what God has done to you. Then God will be pleased with you. Remembering God's work is acknowledging God. For example, Israelites keep the Passover. It is not only remembering what God did to them during the days of Exodus. More importantly, God set them free. And God gave them salvation and grace. And they acknowledged that. When they kept the Passover, they remember God of Israel. They acknowledge God. And they remember they received the promises from Father God. And what's their responsibility? They remember that too. Whenever they kept the special days, they were grateful for the grace of God. And at the same time, their faith grew up. So, God was so pleased when Israelites keep, you know, special days such as in the Passover. So, we can see that the countries who, you know, kept the special day and revered God was well blessed. But those who disobeyed God, who worshipped idols, you know, they were attacked, invaded by, you know, Gentile countries. But when they had, you know, very wise kings, they repented before God. They destroyed all the idols, and they kept the special days. Then God gave them love again and grace again and blessing again. The same applies to celebrating the once we water. We give thanks for giving us once we water. And it is so important to acknowledge God who has been with Ma Min and guaranteed our senior pastor. It is to remember God's grace and love for us. All those things that Father God has done through our shepherd is like a gift of love from Father God for us. So when we remember our Father God and acknowledge Him, Father God is pleased. And He will do more works for us with Ma Min. God manifested His power, and He is glorified. If we don't give Him thanks, we just, you know, say, well, that happens anywhere else, then God will not be pleased, and He cannot continue His works in this church. What I was afraid of was that we are afraid of the world. When we receive the persecution, we should never make God sorry. We have to be proud of the power that God has done for us. When worldly people, you know, misunderstand us, you know, we gotta glorify our Father God more. That's how our shepherd has lived. Treat me like a God since I manifest the power of God. He has never done that. He has always said, it is the power of God. He always preached the word of God. And to make people believe in Father God, the power of God is necessary. There are so many diseases and problems that that science cannot, you know, solve. But it is nothing before God. But the worldly people cannot recognize God. So what should be done? When they see there is a works of healing, works of answer, works of blessing, during the divine healing meeting, so many people were healed. But worldly people do not know. They don't even care. when there was a broadcasting incident in 1999, there was the revival healing meeting. They were surprised. There were many cameras right here before the altar. I was so pleased. Aha, the power of God will be well in the broadcast. But they didn't let people know. Now, this power is not only for us. It is for the world. They should know that God is alive. And God is working. So they got to know that God is alive and they believe in Father God. That's why we need the power of God. Where can you find pastors who pray for that? Our senior pastor did that, and he filled up justice for us. Now, the worldly people misunderstand this church, so we should not manifest the power of God? No way. Because of the power of God, we treated senior pastor as God? No. Thanks to the power of God, we glorified God. I came to church and I was healed? No way. People testified. They came to church, senior pastor prayed for them, and they were healed. That's what they said. And it is true, isn't it? And they glorified God. But worldly people misunderstood this church. However, through this power, Father God will be more glorified. Therefore, through this special anniversary, we got to remember the power that God has manifested to this church, and we got to let the world know it is our duty. We got to remember and celebrate the day God has done His miracles and signs, then our faith will grow up, and we will have even greater faith. Look around. There are people who believe in the Lord without seeing signs and miracles. However, chances are that their faith will be faith of knowledge or fleshly faith if they don't see signs and wonders. They heard God is Almighty, but when they reach the limit, they cannot show their faith. The Lord is my Savior. God is Almighty. They read it from the Bible. However, when they face disasters or difficulties, well, they cannot show their faith because they've never experienced God. That's why Jesus said in John 4:48, unless you people see signs and wonders, you simply will not believe. On the other hand, those who experience the signs and miracles of Father God, they have spiritual faith that they can do anything as long as Father God is with them. So, they obey. We have seen so many power of God. Healing works, for example. So, when we see the works of healing, when we got sick, I ask God and I can be healed. It's so easy, isn't it? For us. Yesterday, there was a divine healing meeting. There was a Canaan member who got, you know, some depression disease. She, couldn't even take, subway. She was afraid of people. She got no hope for life. Even during the service, she wanted to leave the church. She couldn't maintain her life. She lost, 14 kilograms in just 2 months. She couldn't eat well. She got no appetite. She cannot digest. For 2 months, she lost 14, kilograms. However, she went to many hospitals. And last week I prayed for her. Last Sunday. She got some dizziness and she got, and then she felt peace in her mind. And last week there was a divine healing meeting in a prayer center. And when she received the fullness of the Holy Spirit, her disease was gone, and she received in peace of mind. She came up to the altar and testified to her healing. So last, and then Saturday, she ate lunch well, and and Mrs. Bonlim Lin testified. She was completely healed. Now, last Saturday, her disease is so serious. This is a panic disorder. gives, you know, people so much pain. Many people suffer from this kind of panic or disorder. Now, since, you know, they are sick, you know, they try to depend on something, and then they came to the church and they heard about healing testimony. Then I want to go to church and I want to depend on God and I want to be healed. I want to be healed too. Now, those who open their hearts, how can I be healed? Then all you got to do is, our pastors and workers, you repent before God and then destroy the wall of sin. You repent on Father God and you believe in the Lord. Then the power of God would, you know, heal them. During the divine healing meeting, she said, last January, she was healed. And then cancer, the 8-centimeter big, you know, the cancer in her ovarian, she was, you know, completely, she had the cancer, the ovary cancer. And then she came to divine healing meeting, she received the fire of the Holy Spirit, and she was, you know, confident that she was healed. She went to hospital and she was diagnosed again. The doctor said, there is no cancer. Father God works like this. In this church, the power of God is not a lie. It is true. This kind of works. You are so pleased whenever you hear it, right? Not only this healing works. When you have problem, when you have difficulties, you challenge yourself. When you see, when you hear, when you experience, then it is good for you to receive faith. When you have faith, you obey God. If you disobey the word of God, then there is no work of God. When you have faith, and when you show your faith, and when you obey the word of God, then you will see the power of God. That's why our Lord said, unless you people see signs and wonders, your simple will not believe. This church has shown it to you. Many people were healed through the power of God manifested by our senior pastor. To them who experienced the power of God, God was not far away. God is Almighty God who solved their problems, and God is our Father. We believed that God, and we obeyed Him, and so many problems were solved, and we were able to keep our faith. So, we have received answers to our prayers, just as the Lord said. So, when we remember all those signs and miracles that God has done through Matsui water, then we can possess even greater faith. So when we remember the Matsui water day, God is pleased with us, and it is also beneficial for us. That's why, to celebrate this 20th anniversary of Matsui water, we give very special service to God. In the evening service, I will tell you about the history of Matsui water and then its power in a very short period. Okay? And I'm just going to tell you the meaning of Matsui water in history of Manmin and what has happened since 2000 after Matsui water was born. From New Year Day in 1998, Senior Pastor kept on crying. He cried during the services a lot because God told him that there will be 3 times of trials to church and there will be many betrayers. And God said to him that he would take out chaff from the good grains through 3 trials. When God said so, our senior pastor didn't say, okay. He obeys the word of God, right? But he prayed to God again. Father, 10, 20 years, they've been with me. They said they changed. But they become chaff and they go to destruction. No way. Please give them chance. Let them repent and turn back. Help them. He prayed with tears. From this altar, he asked the people to repent again and again. However, they closed their ears to such sermons. Even though they experienced the power of God, they befriended the world, and they did something that God was not pleased with. And senior pastor was so sorry. He regarded all the souls as his life, and they left the church, and he was shocked. However, senior pastor never hated anyone. He never complained. He only gave intercessory prayer of love. And so, God showed that God was with the shepherd and with Ma Min during the three times of trials. So God led the divine healing meetings for about a month. So many, and he couldn't even stand up. He got no strength. He lost so much weight that, you know, his pants were so huge. He was so big. But he led the divine healing meeting. And so many healing works took place then. Those, you know, lame stood up and the elder who came down, who fell down from a fifth floor, you know, stood up and jumped and threw senior pastor prayer. And then the next day, you know, he got rid of crouches and he stood. And Deacon, you know, Yoon-seop Kim is one of them. And there were so many healing testimonies. In 1998, during the special revival week, God manifested so many signs. During this period, there was a broadcasting incident. But God worked constantly. So many people thought that this church would shut down because the whole world misunderstood this church because of wrong broadcasting. However, the church that stand on the rock will never collapse. Church that God has set up is held by Father God's right hand. Our shepherd overcame the three times trials with faith and obedience and love, and God led him into the deeper level of power. Just like Abraham passed the test of giving his son Isaac and became the father of four faith, as senior pastor passed the test with love and goodness, God promised him that he would give him even greater power. In 2000, from February 21st, for 10 days, senior pastor gave first 10-day vowed prayer. Father God promised that he would give, you know, even a greater power once the trials are over. Trials were over. When the trials were, and so many people thought that, you know, we would overcome the trials well. But, you know, senior pastor believed in this word of God, and God would give him even greater, explosive works of Father God's power. And he prayed for it. So he gave, you know, 10-day vowed prayer. And God said, you know, he accepted senior pastor's prayer well pleased. And after the vowed prayer, God gave him great gift. That was turning, you know, salty water into sweet water. Brothers and sisters, such amazing works cannot be given so easily. Well, when you maintain your Christian, when you maintain Christian life well, then you are protected. But when you overcome the trials and show your faith, let's say you sow a lot and you reap a lot. When you want to see a great leap of faith, faith grows, you know, they have to pass, you've got to pass a great, you know, difficulties or tests. Then you will receive even greater blessings and works. That's what 1998 and 1999 incidents, you know, proved. After those, you know, trials, people thought, you know, this church would have problems, but it was the works of, you know, once we water. And more amazingly, When people applied and drank the moon sweet water, there was amazing healing works. God promised that the power of God before 1998 and after 1998 would be a lot different, just as He promised. Father God promised that there will be great works. And Senior Pastor said, thank you for giving us the sweet water. Now, put your power into the power, into the sweet water, and let people experience the power. And God guaranteed it, and the power of God was manifested through Moan Sweet Water. So Moan Sweet Water was the first evidence of His promise. So Moan Sweet Water was the first fruit of those blessings after the trials. So it has great meaning to Moan Min. However, Moan Sweet Water was only the beginning. Right after the trials, God promised His power, and it began with Moan Sweet Water. God's, our shepherd's explosive power of God was manifested greatly since 2000. Since 2000, Senior Pastor conducted 14 crusades, overseas crusades. Now let me tell you how greater His power would become. Why am I telling you? I told you before many times. Compare the trials in 1998 and 1999 and 2018 and 2019. We got to remember what happened in those trials. And then we can overcome, you know, overwhelmingly. Then we can, and then we can experience greater power of God. We didn't know that the Father God would give us even greater power after 1998 and 1999. Father God had plans. We knew that. But, you know, it was so difficult for my members. But you're different now. But you got to know in great detail what happened in the past. So what will happen in the future for us later on? You can have big picture once you understand this. God did that before. Now, how great things will Father God do for us? Father God let Senior Pastor conduct, you know, overseas crusades from 2000. The beginning was Uganda Crusade in July 2000. Shepherd's power was manifested explosively. And through that power, he had planned to accomplish the world mission. Now you know where Uganda is, right? But back then, we've never heard of Uganda. Not many people knew about Uganda. We got no, you know, branch church. There was, you know, Pastor, you know, Myung-Hwa Chung, who was doing his ministry in Africa. But back then, we got no, you know, branch church. There was nothing in Uganda. But God told him to go to Uganda and conduct crusade. And he said, amen, and obeyed. From the first day, there was explosive healing works. God said, God, and a senior pastor delivered the message about God the Creator and why Jesus became our Savior. And he prayed for the sick from the altar. Usually, you know, senior pastor laid his hand on the sick people, and he prayed. But from this moment, before so many people, you know, he prayed from this altar. As you can see right now. When he prayed, those who depended on crouch for 14 years came to the altar, giving up on the crouches. The deaf, you know, came to hear, and the mute came to speak, and the blind came to see. Someone couldn't walk because of cancer. But he was healed, and he walked by himself. People were healed of AIDS. And then healing works of AIDS started from there. Back then, you know, in Korea, there were not many in the healing works of AIDS. People were healed of AIDS. So the one thing we have to remember is that without laying hands on the people's head, you know, we confirm that, you know, people could be healed from the prayer from the altar. Well, when the senior pastor prayed during the special divine healing, special revival week, people were healed. However, the meaning of Uganda Crusade is that the works of Transcending Space and Time was broadcast live through Uganda National TV. The crusade was broadcast live, and it was, you know, on the news through CNN and news channels in UK. CNN, you know, mentioned about this United Crusade, Uganda Crusade, three times, and it was the work of Father God. We didn't prepare for this. We were surprised. The broadcast was, you know, the crusade was broadcast on CNN. Not only live, but also recorded. Now you take it for granted, but back then, it was the first time. And to make it happen, senior pastor overcame the trials in 1998 and 1999. It was something we never imagined. We've never planned. But Father God did it. Back then, there were not many workers. There were not many people who went to a mission trip. But through local people, by moving their hearts, you know, it began. Then the crusades got, you know, keep, you know, being, you know, kept, you know, upgraded. There was a crusade in Nagoya in Japan. But the power of recreation was manifested greatly. Deaf, 10 of them were healed. They heard the message through sign language, but 10 out of 13 were healed of deafness. Nowadays, so many deaf people are being healed. So you just say, it began from that in the crusade. No, it's amazing works. Even though medical science had developed so much, you know, they could not be healed. But it was possible since from this crusade. Father God worked like this. In a very short period of time, the deaf came to have faith. No, they couldn't have faith. They just, you know, were healed thanks to senior pastors in the prayer. And they were healed in group. Read the Bible. There are not many miracles of the deaf being healed. Just once or twice. One or two. In days of Jesus, the deaf or the blind, you know, came to, you know, see and hear. But when, you know, 10 lepers came to the Lord in group, but it was caused by germs, but, you know, the deaf and the blind, they got no, you know, nerve system. Without the rebuilding or regenerating proper respective, you know, nerve system, they cannot be healed. So it was the work of recreation. And Father God showed this kind of miracle through our shepherd's power. The greater the power became, the worse the enemy devil and Satan interfered our shepherd's ministry. Pakistan Crusade in 2000. 97% of the population of Pakistan were Islamic. It was to risk life to preach the gospel there. But when God told him, go, our senior pastor went there. There are countries still that, you know, they prohibit believing in Jesus Christ. Some Christians, you know, attend worship service at home. But in Pakistan, you know, senior pastor, you know, risked his life. He just went there when God told him to go. Now, the day when we had the crusade, when we had the seminar, something happened. The seminar was canceled. Senior pastor moved early, so he was there beforehand, before the seminar. It was the stadium, right? He was there. The seminar was canceled, and senior pastor prayed. Islamic, knew that there would be a crusade, and they appealed to the government, and the government canceled the seminar and crusade. But the enemy, devil, and Satan cannot stop the work of God. God believed in Father God and depended on Father God. And he said, at 12, the seminar will begin. Don't worry. Then he had a nap. After he said so, what happened? At noon, the gate to the stadium was wide open. Father God knew everything in before, and he prepared a politician who got power in Pakistan. He was a minister by the name of Tressler, and he made a call to many government officials, and he forced the stadium open the gate. Father moved his heart. He was about to go to somewhere else, and he came to the stadium and opened the gate. Father God works like this. Then you may say, well, he would work so that we would not worry about it. He would work better in the beginning. However, until we go to heaven, the enemy, devil, and Satan keep working and keep interfering, because they got the power in this world. They control this world. Through the world of people, the enemy, devil, and Satan interfere God's business. So, when evil people interfere, would Father God just lose? No. In the end, he win the game all the time. That's what Father God has done. You have experienced it many times in ministry of Mammin. And it's got to be our faith then. Now, Father God has done so many works, but you forgot that? When you face troubles or difficulties? You're just like Israelites who escaped from Egypt. You should never become like that. You remember the work of God, and you got to have faith. And not only, you got to challenge yourself. When Father God works, it's nothing. Nothing matters. Nothing can bother you. The enemy, devil, and Satan try to interfere the work of God like this. But Father God prepared people beforehand. And back then we were pleased, and they were pleased too. Since it was solved, their joy and their thanks grew bigger a lot. And there was a seminar, and Father God was with us. And during the crusade, it was amazing works of Father God. So many Islams accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior. Not only the message, they experienced the power of God. Not a single threat can stop our ministry. So even police officers and soldiers protected the stadium. And when people saw the power of God, the workers had to show faith. And when we won victory by faith, then Father God would be glorified even more greatly. So it happens a lot in the history of Ma-min, the interferer of the enemy devil and Satan, and the winning victory. Father God worked greatly, and through that, you know, he was more glorified. There was interference in Congo Crusade in 2006. Back in 2000, because of the Congo Crusade, you know, the president of Congo, Joseph Kabila, was in kind of trouble. Many, you know, sorcerers and other black magicians, you know, gave him, you know, false report, tried to interfere the crusade. But God moved the president's heart, and senior pastor had a meeting with the president. The president invited senior pastor and other mission tips to the president's palace, and he asked him prayer for the country. And on the third day, we couldn't use the stadium because of the local problem. And the president, you know, told him, if you have any trouble, let me know. So senior pastor said, we cannot use the stadium, but let us use a crusade using the boulevard. And the Street of Victory 1997 was available to us. Since the start of this country, the road was open only once for the president. But it was allowed for us to use it. If we had not had the crusade on the third day, we couldn't. I mean, we couldn't, you know, had the crusade on the third day because there was already scheduled event. But so many people came to the crusade on the third day, so which was well over the capacity of the stadium. So Father God worked through a president, and we could use the big street, and then so many people came to the crusade. When Father God knew everything and defeated the scheme of the enemy devil and Satan, and Father God prepared the president for his work. No matter how much, you know, the enemy devil and Satan worked, when Father God works, it's nothing. He even moves the heart of the president. And there was a greater works. And there was even greater works of God's power from 2001. There were typhoons during 2001 Philippines crusade. And there was another typhoon approaching. During the press conference, senior pastor was asked, you had the outdoor crusade, but typhoons are approaching. Not just one, but two. How can you do this, you know, crusade? And senior pastor said, Father God is with us. We got nothing to do with typhoons. That's what senior pastor said. Father God worked. Unlike the weather forecast, the strong typhoon changed its course and went to the direction of Thailand. Another typhoon disappeared. The Philippines, a very hot country, right? But when mission team was there, the weather was good and there was a cool wind. So we had the beautiful crusade in the Philippines. Not only destroying the typhoons through the power of God, you know, Father God also let it rain so that the people would not suffer from a drought. And then Father God sent rain during the Honduras Crusade, and harmful insects were driven out. And we watched the news that there was a killing in mosquitoes, and people were killed. So we gotta pray to God, right? We usually have the outdoor crusade, right? Not indoor. Usually a stadium, and we had to use the big boulevard. But the the ground was, you know, lawn, right? But before the crusade, we had the rehearsal, right? That it rained. And then we kind of worried. But thanks to that rain, those, you know, harmful insects were driven out. When we have the crusade in the stadium, people are sitting and standing on the playground as well, right? So we were so worried when it rained. People were stood up, and they were leaving the stadium. So I was kind of worried because I was leading the praise team. So let's go to the altar because people are leaving. Let's do rehearsal. Then they will come back. So our team members, you know, obeyed. But there was no music. Because those in the broadcasting staff shouldn't play the music so that we could, you know, dance or go and dance on the music, right? But we couldn't speak their language. And, you know, they said that they cannot use their equipment to protect them from rain. So, we just sang with bare lips. Amazing Grace. And, you know, we did that. Sometimes we practiced without music. That's how we danced. But people saw beautiful dance, fan dance, and they came back. Those local dancers, they were standing. Why? Because we were doing rehearsal. So they came back and they were watching our practice. So we couldn't put on the shoes because it was so slippery. But then later, we found that thanks to rain, those harmful insects were driven away. We realized. And the senior pastor prayed for us because it rained and Father God heard and moved the hearts of people. They didn't go home. They attended the crusade. And during the crusade, it didn't rain and we had a beautiful crusade. In every crusade, Father God adjusted the weather. What about India crusade? Back then, it didn't rain for 3 years. So it was a serious issue. The entire city of Chennai had a problem with water. So there was a strike. From the day senior pastor and mission team arrived there, it started to rain. When it began to rain a lot, people called senior pastor the rain man. A newspaper said, "A God of rain came." There was a news article like that. When we arrived at the airport, it rained. But people enjoyed under the rain. They smiled at us. They were waving at us. Usually when it rains, you know, people put on an umbrella and they, you know, they don't gather. But, you know, they just, you know, under the rain, they waved us. We thought, man, it rains a lot. What's happening to them? But later on, we realized that it was the rain of blessing. It was the rain that they were waiting for. And the rain came once senior pastor arrived. On the third day, when senior pastor began delivering message, there was a storm, thunderstorm, and it rained a lot. But there was a providence of Father God. When senior pastor delivered the message and prayed under that heavy rain, the local people of India, in a carved true faith and love of Father God in their heart. He's from Korea. He's not from this country. But he prays for us. Why? They realized that it was the love of God. So there were 4 days in the crusades. On the third day it happened. When senior pastor prayed under the rain like that and prayed for sick people, and after the people, you know, when people testified healing works, you know, they testified. So many people were healed of various diseases, and it was broadcast live. They were sitting and watching the crusade on TV. So on the last day, they filled up the Marina Beach. So there were 3 million people attending the crusade, the biggest crusade ever in history of Christian history. There were amazing power of God manifested. So the anti-conversion was canceled and God was glorified. When we had the overseas crusade, Father God let us experience the power of broadcasting. Especially, Russia crusade in 2003 was broadcast live to 27 TV channels through 12 satellites to 144 countries around the world. So, Russia crusade was the beginning of crusade being broadcast live all over the world. And what happened? More countries were able to watch crusade on live. In 2006, New York crusade woke the whole entire United States of America. And the whole world, like 200 countries, were watching the crusade on live. So many people were able to see the power of God. That's how Father God worked. Especially, the New Crusade was the beginning of Israel ministry, so that we could have crusade in 2009. From the start of this church, God let this church prepare for Israel ministry. Those Israelites, the Orthodox Jewish people who are still waiting for Messiah, they should know that Jesus Christ is the Savior. And Father God wants us to open the way of salvation. It was the providence of end time. So senior pastor visited Israel 11 times, and he earned pastors and Israelites who love the shepherd and Christians. So there was the beginning of Crystal Forum, and they would make one voice in Israel. At the 12th mission trip, there was a Jerusalem Israel Crusade in 2009. Along with the explosive works of the Holy Spirit in Jerusalem, senior pastor proclaimed that Jesus is our crusade. Jesus is the Christ. Even Orthodox Jewish people, when Christians drive a car on Sabbath day, those Orthodox Jewish people threw stones at them. But we were never interfered. God protected us. And there was the amazing power of the Holy Spirit, and they were shocked and surprised. And after that, senior pastor led the 12 crusades, right? And since then, we've been doing great ministry in Israel. So pastors in Israel, since then, they gathered together and they experienced revival, and they are working greatly for the kingdom of God. And they pray for us, and they support this church now. The devotion and tears of our senior pastor has never go in vain. When Father God works, in the best time, Father God let us the most appropriate in the fruits. Lastly, there was the Estonia Crusade in 2010 to awake, Europe. The Europeans were slumber. Although Estonia was not in the central area of the Antichrist, but God let senior pastor manifest the power of God in Estonia. When our shepherd showed and manifested the amazing power of Father God, even those who took the side of Antichrist received the chance of repentance. And since 2010, Father God's kingdom has been keep expanding through handkerchief crusades. After 1998, explosive works of God's power were manifested all over the world through senior pastor's devotion, tears, and sacrifice. He sowed like that, and we are reaping fruits now. So whenever we had the persecutions, we've never had problems with world mission. Even the days of persecution and trials of church, senior pastors shed tears and made sacrifice and showed devotion, and the world mission was accomplished. Let me conclude this message. As I told you earlier, the Muon Sui water was the beginning of overseas crusades and explosive works of Father God's power. Our shepherd's power exploded from 2000. There is something that we should never forget. The reason our Father God allowed amazing power is because our shepherd overcame the trials in 1998 and 1999 with love and goodness. He even forgave and loved and embraced those betrayers. And that became the justice. And from 2000, Father God has blessed His church with amazing power. The enemy, devil, and Satan thought they won the victory. However, as darkness cannot win the light, they couldn't but kneel down before Father God. Think about this church. The enemy, devil, and Satan tried all kinds of means to destroy the church last year and 2 years ago. But more mommy members became good grains, and they came to have greater faith to accomplish the world. The biggest motivation to bring down Father God's work is faith. So that's why God has refined you. Through that refinement, so many members are coming out with the faith as pure as gold. Back in 1998 and 1999, the kingdom of God would be delayed. But there was a great twist, and people realized that it was the process of great blessing. So we gotta believe and prepare ourselves for the even greater history of Mamin, which will be done through the power of recreation. As we celebrate 20th anniversary of Muon Sui Water, I told you how God guaranteed this church and shepherd. We got to remember what God has done for us when we celebrate it, and Father God will show us even greater works, and our faith will grow up accordingly. I hope you can possess even greater faith as we celebrate this Muon Sui Water. May you win victory in this moment of blessing and become spiritual warriors and march on toward New Jerusalem. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Let's give all thanks and glory to our good God the Father.
Hallelujah, Almighty Father God of love. Please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues, and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them, Father, from any kind of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's disease, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from the polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes. Let the deaf come to hear and let the mute begin to speak. Heal accidents after effects. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells and bring the dead back to life. Bless them to conceive a baby. Father, please give them blessing to conceive a baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bones of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their homes and business, and their work with the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they may do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I have met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.